Coming up Monday, May 15th through the 19th, it is the National Salvation Army Week. And to find out what's going on in our local listening area, we have Nick Ragner on the phone. He's a public relations coordinator for the Salvation Army in La Crosse. Well, hey there, Nick.
Darla, I'm so glad to hear from you again. It seems like we haven't talked for years. I mean, the Christmas campaign was, what, like 5 months ago, but it feels like it was 5 years ago.
It feels like a long, long time ago.
Great to talk to you again.
Here we are in May. Yeah, it's good to talk to you, too. So just real quickly, what's going on in the Salvation Army in La Crosse before we get into specifically what's happening next week?
We got a ton of things going on, Darla. We got our Feed the Kids program starting up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
When we make sack lunches. We made 13,000 last year throughout the summer, and we bring those sack lunches every single day, Monday through Friday, to different little spots throughout the La Crosse community, and we're able to give some kiddos that are out and about having fun, you know, throughout the summer, some lunches at no cost to them or their families. So it's a nice little program that we've been doing for quite a long time now. We're really excited about that. And then also in recent news, I don't know if anybody's been keeping up with that, but a tent city over here in La Crosse, little spot where some of the homeless population has been staying, is going to be the city is hoping that we can find some housing for them and get them into shelter here over the next couple of weeks before the end of May. So a lot of things happening over here at the Salvation Army and helping people in need. And, you know, a lot of people think about the Christmas campaign as our busy time of year, but I'll tell you what, it's very, very busy right now.
And it's every day of the year, isn't it? The needs are great. The needs never go away. And I know you continue doing your work day in and day out. So we appreciate all that you do for the community. Next week is the National Salvation Army Week. What is that? And what have you got planned?
So basically, National Salvation Army Week, it started a long, long time ago. And it's a time for more or less the Salvation Army to get the word out about, you know, the work that's being done throughout the community, not only in the history of the Salvation Army, but what's being done today. But it's a great time for us to show appreciation, too, for the volunteers and the donors and the people that help us do everything that we do day to day, every day throughout the year. And locally, you know, we traditionally haven't really done this big blowout like we've done, but last year was the first year that we started holding events every single day. And this year we're continuing the same. We got a lot of stuff planned, including a new event, our Coffee from the Major event, which is real exciting on Monday. And then, you know, throughout the rest of the week, there's just other things planned, such as our 9th annual civic event on Thursday, where we'll be honoring Brad and Lynn Sturm with our Community Red Shield Award. Again, just another dinner where we can kind of spotlight what we have planned in the coming years. Great chance for people to learn about the Salvation Army and the work that we do, while also learning about the work that's being done in our community, not necessarily just by us. So, you know, I think it's going to be a great event, and I think it's going to be a great week of celebration and appreciation for everything we do and everything that everybody else does to help us do what we do.
And again, that kicks off Monday morning at Cool Beans Coffee Shop in La Crosse. That's from 8 until 9 o'clock, where the major will actually be serving coffee that day, right?
Yeah. This is something that's kind of cool. You know, I started here back in cool. Get it? You know, Cool Beans.
That was
nice
pretty.
Pun there,
that was a bad pun there, but hey, it's okay.
Yeah. You know, we're trying to think of a way where we can kind of get the word out about National Salvation Army Week, and we thought this would be a perfect opportunity. Cool Beans Coffee Shop, a great bunch of people over there. You know, we talked with the owner. They opened up just in December of 2016, so they're still pretty new to the scene. But you know, it's a chance for us to get in there, put the major to work. Be a great opportunity to see the major all dressed up in a Salvation Army gear while serving coffee. It should be pretty hilarious. But aside from that, we'll be getting the word out about Salvation Army, but at the same time, we're also hoping to promote that local business, that small business aspect, and hopefully we can get some people there to get some coffee, start their mornings off right, and you know, kind of give back to the community a little bit.
And we have all of those events listed on our calendar, our community calendar, on the mobile app and website, so if the folks want to find all the details. But before you go, tell me, as you're looking at the community and your work through the Salvation Army, what do you see as maybe the biggest or the biggest needs in the community right now, and what can people do to help?
You know, I mean, you can say pretty much anything and everything, but I think right now one of our big needs, obviously, is just housing. You know, specifically trying to find some affordable housing for people that are in need, people that, you know, might not be able to afford that first month security deposit and you know, rent, things like that. Affordable housing is one of the biggest issues, I think, right now when it comes to helping people in need. But I'd say, you know, if you're listening to this and you want to help out in any sort of way, anything and everything is greatly appreciated, whether that's, you know, volunteering for a few hours at our thrift store, making a monetary donation, even just, you know, raising awareness, you know, spreading the word about the needs in this community, going to the Salvation Army, going to any other agency that kind of helps and gives back, and learning more about what they do and, you know, kind of relaying the message to other people. I think, you know, that's something as simple as that can make a huge difference, you know, in this community and in the world we live in, and I don't ever want to discount that and say that that's not as important as a monetary or donation or, you know, volunteering.
You know, when we see all the needs around us, it's easy to become so overwhelmed and think, you know, what difference is it going to make if I give 10 bucks here or if right. I, you know, volunteer a little bit of time? The needs are just so overwhelming. But, you know, it's a matter of each of us just doing something, you know, and then we can make a huge difference in the lives of the people around us and in our communities. So, Nick, thank you for all that you do through the Salvation Army. And again, all of the events for your National Salvation Army Week are posted on our calendar, on the community calendar, on the mobile app, and on the website at praisenetwork.com. Nick, we will connect soon, find out more about the Feed the Kids program and how that's coming along.
Thank you so much, Darla. Really appreciate it. Don't wait 5 months. Have me on at some point here over the next couple of months at least.
That sounds good. We will do it. You have a great day.
You too, Darla. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Like I said, none of us can do everything that needs to be done. Of course, that's clearly understandable. But each of us can do something to meet the needs of those in our lives. Here's Matthew West, Do Something.